Good Sunday morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. My name is David Schumer, and I'm going to be your host this Sunday morning. Normally, every Sunday morning, Stacy Macklin is your host, but this morning, I will be taking over and handling duties. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Joining us this morning will be Dr. Christine Page. Dr. Page is a medical physician, and she has been immersed in spiritual mysteries from a very, very early age. I am really looking forward to talking to her. She is the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. And she will be speaking and appearing at the Edgar Cayce ARE Conference December 29th to the 31st, titled Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises. But before we bring on Dr. Page, just a few reminders. October 22nd to the 23rd, actually next weekend, is the Edgar Cayce ARE Conference, The Endless Now, Connecting to the Source of Your True Soul Nature, featuring Gary Renard. And then November 12th to the 14th is a conference I am personally really looking forward to. Visitors, Hidden Realms, UFOs, Crop Circles, and Extraterrestrial Encounters. Again, December 29th to the 31st is the conference Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises, featuring Dr. Page, who we're going to talk to in just a moment. Don't want to look too far ahead, but mark your calendars for next May 21st to the 27th for the All-Inclusive Retreat Wellness and Rejuvenation Intensive. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring on Dr. Page. As I mentioned a little earlier, Dr. Page is a metaphysical physician, but not only that, she is a gifted intuitive, a mystic and alchemist, and she regularly shares her insights and knowledge through teaching, soul readings, and writing. Good morning, Dr. Page.
Good morning. Wonderful to be with you, David.
Thank you very much. I understand you're from Northern California.
That's right, just north of San Francisco.
Well, I am jealous, and I want to thank you in advance. I haven't even asked her yet. You know, kind of like when you review a movie you haven't seen yet. But I'm thanking you in advance for inviting me to come out and visit you, even though you haven't yet invited me. But thank you very much for inviting me to come out and visit. And again, I really am looking forward to talking to you this morning. In case you're just joining us this morning is Dr. Christine Page, MD. She is a mystical physician. She is the author of several books, one of which is titled Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. She's also the author of five other books, including Frontiers of Health, which is her latest, and in 2012, she'll be publishing, 2012, The Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother, which was published in 2008. Let me make sure I get that right. The title of one of her books is 2012, and The Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother, which was published in October of 2008. Dr. Page, what was the spirit behind your book, Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life?
Well, I think it all happened at a time when I was transforming my life. I was moving from England to the U.S., and it really came at a time where I knew that alchemy was such an essential part of what healing was about. And, yes, I've been involved with healing all my life on many different levels, and I just see that alchemy is a very important part to anybody's process at this time, especially when we're transforming ourselves and the planet is changing.
What exactly does the word alchemy mean to our listeners?
So the word alchemy, I like to see it as all chemistry, and that means taking on board all the parts of ourselves, and not so much just in a linear pattern, but imagining ourselves as the center of a flower, and that all parts of ourselves are the petals. And so the word alchemy means to be able to become all that we are.
Now, you and I were talking a little bit off air about the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. Joining us this morning is Dr. Christine Page. She is a mystical physician and the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. We were talking a little bit off air about how the spirit behind the book, a little bit or some of it, is about your own personal journey. Is that correct?
Yes, and, you know, I was brought up with amongst healers and psychics, and I'm part of organizations in Britain called the College of Psychic Studies and the Spiritual Association of Great Britain. These are colleges over 100 years old, and they really showed me that anybody is a development is both their healing and their attempts to become whole. And truly, this is what I feel my journey's been, I suppose it has been for many. But I'm always looking for what is it that needs to change in order to experience what some call enlightenment or illumination. And that, for me, is what alchemy is. It's taking myself from a place where I am unconscious to a place of consciousness or illumination. That's why the great alchemists of old times talked about changing base metals into gold. And I think that's what they were really talking about from a metaphorical or maybe a consciousness state, was changing consciousnesses from base metal to the gold of illumination.
You know, I've been doing a little studying and research and reading of your work, Dr. Page, and you've mentioned the word chemical before as it applies to the mind, body, and spirit. How does chemical and the chemicals in our body actually apply to that?
Oh, it's a great question. It really is that what we now know is that chemicals are the interface between what happens in our body and what's coming through our mind. And I feel that people like Candace Pert have given us this wonderful insight into the fact that when we have an emotion, we release chemicals, not only in our brain, but in the whole body. So our heart releases energy, chemicals, etc. And that then stimulates the body to go in a certain direction. I think very important for ourselves and our listeners is to remind ourselves that when something happens, it's not due to the chemical. The chemical is just the messenger, and we mustn't shoot the messenger. What really needs to be looked at is what was the emotion, and even more importantly, what was the belief that triggered the emotion, that triggered the chemical that made the change in the body? And that's really what my interest is when it comes to medicine and alchemy.
We're going to go a little bit more in-depth in the next few segments with Dr. Page. She's joining us this morning. She's the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. But before we go out to break, Dr. Page, I just want to mention to you and bring up something that I've heard so often before, and after talking to you now this morning, it sounds like there's a lot of truth to it, and that is the term a gut reaction, where we have an intuitive feeling. We know something, quote unquote, we know something is up or not right, or we have a feeling and we feel it in our gut. Now, is that actually the brain sending a message or a chemical release to our stomach where we actually do feel that? Is there truth to a gut feeling?
And actually is the gut. So the brain isn't involved in this. And what we now know is the gut has a lot of chemicals in it. And I like to think that it's a little bit like you smell coffee and your gut says, want coffee, or maybe you smell donut, want donut. It is a very reactive energy in our gut, and we're talking about solar plexus or stomach. What we need to be able to do is discern whether or not we do need another cup of coffee or a donut. And that's what I say takes psychic abilities. Our psychic ability is to be able to pick up on that information. And we move it into intuition, which says, is this the wisest and the most loving thing you can do for yourself, to eat another donut? And the answer might be yes. But I'm saying is our gut is literally has its own chemicals, its own messengers, and absolutely we get a gut feeling, but we need to turn that sometimes into more wise and compassionate thinking.
So your advice to our listeners would be that, you know, I'll give you an example. You meet somebody and there's just something about them that isn't right. Maybe it's a business opportunity and you're considering doing business with somebody or a relationship or a friendship or something. And you just, you know, you have this feeling in your stomach that, I don't know, it's just not right here. Is that's actually your brain talking to your stomach, right?
No, it's your solar plexus. So your solar plexus is like a big satellite dish. This is over the stomach area. You know, everybody knows that area because when they get upset, we cross our hands over it. So where we cross our arms is over our solar plexus. And we want to take the brain out of it. This is just purely, solar plexus is like an emotional reactor. And it picks up information from a very early age. We learn how to be in the world through our solar plexus, not through our brain. If it was through our brain, we probably wouldn't do half the things we do. But our solar plexus is so reactive that you're quite right. We pick up, we walk into a room, we pick up an atmosphere, and we immediately react to that situation. But what the challenge is the solar plexus also carries memory, which says, last time I met a man named Paul, whatever, I had a bad experience. Therefore, all Pauls give me a bad experience. That is where the solar plexus is taking over our logical thinking that says, isn't this time you got over this thing about men called Paul?
Well, Dr. Page, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Christine Page is going to still stay with us. She's going to join us. She's a mystical physician. She is an MD. She is the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, and she will be joining us at the Spiritual Resolutions Keep Your Soul's Promises, December 29th to the 31st at the Edgar Cayce ARE. We will be right back with Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. Welcome back, everybody, to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. My name is David Schumer, and joining us this morning is Dr. Page. Dr. Page is a mystical physician. She focuses on education. She's a gifted intuitive, mystic, and alchemist. And this morning, she is sharing her insights and knowledge with us, as she does with other people through her works, teaching, soul readings, and writing. Dr. Page, good morning again.
Good morning to you.
One of the workshops that you have and one of the things that you like to talk about is the courage change. Now, I myself just went through a transformation where I lost a lot of weight. And the way that I did that was by going within and not going without. And by, when I say going within, I mean that I took a look at myself, my mind, body, and spirit, and I used the effort to change, make changes in my life to assist me in my losing weight. The changes, the positive changes that I made in my life actually helped me to lose the weight. The weight was a byproduct of me doing that. And one of the things that I learned as I was going through that process was something that people say to themselves. Some of us look at it as a prayer. I like to take it out of that and talk about my higher power when I say, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. Why is it that so many people have such a hard time making changes in their lives?
My experience, and I've been teaching this workshop for many years now, is that we don't like moving into the unknown or feeling out of control. We like to stay in a situation which, even though it may not be the best for us, it's a comfortable one. And as Tony Robbins would say, sometimes the fear of change, or if the fear of change is greater than the fear of staying where you are, you will not change. And I see that so many times, not only in other people's lives, but in my own. We can make all the excuses in the world as to why we will not change. And we might talk about changing, but we're really not wanting to move out of a comfort zone, frankly.
Now, for many people, you know, change is obviously a very difficult thing to do. But, you know, one of my favorite sayings, Dr. Page, is the pain of where we are is worse than the fear of where we're going.
Right.
A lot of truth to that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, it shouldn't be that way. But many a time we will say that there's not enough pleasure, there's not enough excitement about where we want to go. So what we'll do is we'll wait till something pushes us into that direction, and then we'll go there. So from my experience as working as a doctor for 30 years, I feel that illness is often the thing that pushes people to make that change. Unfortunately, so commonly, the healthcare professionals don't see it that way, and they just put people back into the same situation that caused them to be ill in the first place, where the body was really saying, maybe there's something else you want to do. Maybe you want to change your thinking or the way you are relating to people.
So it's really more about the mind, body, and spirit all working together than and to help us to make changes, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it is coming from the place of the spirit. Our mind, unfortunately, can create many, many excuses as to why we're not going to change. And we all know it. We find ourselves getting distracted, or we find ourselves saying, well, if somebody else would change, then I'll be able to change. So we find many, many different ways. I hear people saying to me, yes, it's easy for you to talk, but, and I love the yes, but people, because whatever you say, they're going to yes, but you and tell you it's not going to work for them, because they're either too thick, too thin, too big, too small, too whatever. And we've all got that energy in ourselves. But really the key to changing is the desire for something that's missing in your life. And that's why I say it's not enough to say, oh, I just want to do that, because that's the head talking. Many a time I'll say to someone, but does your big toe want to make the change? And they'll say, no. My head is talking about it, but my body and my inner self is scared of making a decision that takes me out of my comfort zone.
Joining us this morning is Dr. Christine Page. She's a mystical physician and the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. She will be joining us at the Edgar Cayce ARE Conference on December 29th to the 31st. Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises. Dr. Page, here's something that I want you to try to help me to understand, because this is something that I struggle with when I look at people, and I try not to be judgmental. But why is it that people have such a difficult time making the all-important changes in their lives that they need to make? You know, as human beings, all of us have things in our lives that we know we need to change. We have problems in our lives that we know we need to work on, and by making changes, it will help us to alleviate those problems. Right. But why is it that all too often we end up either making an excuse or sabotaging our efforts towards transformation and making the important changes in our lives that we need to make?
I would like to find an easy answer for that, David, truly. This has been my life journey to look at what, for me as an intuitive, I can see would be a very pleasurable change, a very beautiful way of being. And what I've come down to, there's certain things, certainly free will that human beings have is one of our challenges, because if we didn't have free will, we would all just move in a direction towards unity. One of the interesting things that I find is that people don't think that they deserve good things in their life, and certainly they don't deserve to feel loved. And that really is an amazing feature where I ask people, who ever told you that you don't deserve love? Because it feels that many people would stay in a much more challenging situation and become a martyr or a victim to circumstances rather than make choices that would make them much happier.
We're talking to Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. If you would like more information on Dr. Page, her teachings, her work, and how to contact her and work with her, maybe attend a few of her seminars, you can go to ChristinePage.com. Dr. Page, I'm going to ask you this morning to offer up a little bit of quick free advice for our listeners, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay. I come to you and I say, Dr. Page, I need to make changes. I know I need to make changes. This isn't working or that's not working, and I just haven't been able to do it. I want to do it. I know I need to do it, but I haven't been able to do the things in my life and make the changes in my life that I need to make to live a more positive, happy life. What are some suggestions you can give our listeners to making those all-important changes?
I would suggest to you that rather than just saying affirmations or going through your mind, I'd want to say to you, what are you going to get out of making that change? What is going to be pleasurable? What's going to be enjoyable? How are you going to feel different when you've made those changes? And hopefully you will come up with feelings. I may even take you through a visual imagery to say, let's take you in your imagination to you now in those changes and ask you how you feel there. Because once that feeling is harnessed in your body and your soul already are saying, I want to go there. That's what I want to feel. And then I may even say to you, dress as if you're already made the change. Make your awareness as if the change has already happened. That is what we now know is driving force that shifts our, transforms us, shifts our awareness.
You know,
it's my first thing.
You know, it's a shame because, you know, all too often we can't see, quote unquote, the forest from the trees. If we were to make some changes in our lives for the positive that we know we need to make, right now, as we talked about before, the pain of where we are is worse than the fear of where we're going. Right now, it might be painful to make those changes in our lives that we need to make. But you know what? 6 months, a year from now, things may be so much more positive in our lives and so much more enjoyable. And there's a lot of truth to the saying, time heals all wounds, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And what I want to get through, this is not some miracle that's going to, no, let me say it differently. This is not something that's got to take time. Time is an illusion. It's a temporally induced mind experiment. The very concept that somebody else is holding you back from making changes is an illusion. It literally can happen overnight. But our belief system is, well, I'm going to have to put lots of hard work into this and this and this. Yes, I'm not suggesting there won't be effort. But what my suggestion to you, as I said earlier, is imagine you're already there. Feel it as if you're already there. That speeds the process up tremendously.
What relationship does change have to the talks that you're going to be giving December 29th to the 31st at the Edgar Cayce ARE Conference, Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises?
So it's going to be the talk that I give. I think it's on the first night, the Friday night. I'm going to be talking about the courage to change. And very much in the time allotted, leading people through some of the processes that they can use for themselves to get there. I mean, one of the things I want to say before we finish this conversation is to say, if you are ready to make a change, then before you go to sleep at night, call on your guidance or whoever you believe in and say, close all the doors that are not in harmony with my soul and leave open those that are, or open those that are. And trust the universe to help you. But if when that happens, you then say, why did that happen? Why did that door close? Then we're back to the same situation. So it's, as you said, giving up your control to your higher self and say, close the doors that aren't working for me. And it truly will happen for you.
We're going to go out to break. When we come back, Dr. Christine Page is going to be joining us again. Excuse me, at the other end of the break. Excuse me, Dr. Page, what can you do for somebody that's choking in 15 seconds?
Take a drink of water.
There you go.
Nice and simple.
Thank you. We're being joined by Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. Dr. Page, where can people go to get your book?
Come to www.christinepage.com or to Amazon or any good bookstore.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Christine Page. This is David Schumer. I am your host this Sunday morning for Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. Your regular host, Stacey Macklin, will be joining you again in her host seat next Sunday morning. We will be right back after this break. Welcome back, everybody, to Reflection, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. My name is David Schumer. I am your host this Sunday morning. Your regular host, Stacey Macklin, will be joining us again next Sunday morning. This Sunday morning, I am being joined by Dr. Christine Page. Again, welcome back, Dr. Page, and thank you for joining us.
Good to be here. Yep.
Dr. Page, tell me a little bit more about the conference that you will be speaking at December 29th to the 31st at our Edgar Cayce ARE headquarters in Virginia Beach, titled Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises.
Well, I was invited along, and I'm really honored to be going to this wonderful conference and speaking at it, because it is all about resolutions. And as we've been speaking about, my first talk will be about the courage to change, which is a perfect time at the end of the year to make resolutions for things that we no longer wish to take into the new year and we are wanting to step into. And I'm going to be giving every encouragement I can to make those steps, take those steps for a new beginning, a new start, and truly to live the life that we chose to live this life. The second workshop I'll be doing will be on listening to the wisdom of the body. Again, one of my favorite topics. And this is about recognizing that the body is obviously the alchemical vessel, the part of us that is allowing us to transform ourselves in this life. And I'll be sharing with people what it is that our body is trying to get through to us. Sometimes it comes through the form of illness. Sometimes it's even from our mind. Sharing how we can listen to that wisdom.
You know, speaking of the body, Dr. Page, let's talk about the heart for a moment. It's a pretty miraculous organ, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I'm very fond of the heart, yes.
But it doesn't just beat blood to the rest of our body, does it? It serves a lot of other purposes.
Absolutely. I've spent the last couple of years really looking at the heart from a more metaphysical point of view, and I recognize that it has three essential functions, all of which tie up to different parts of our own makeup. For instance, the way in which the electrical beat part pumps, the whole idea of the pacemaker, is like our own pulse of our soul, like our intuition. And so here the metaphor is that when we listen to our heart, we listen to our soul, and our pulse is very much to do with that. And then the blood vessels around the outside of the heart, which get blocked and then lead to a heart attack, that's the way we nurture ourselves. And so what I say is that these blood vessels feed the heart during the time of relaxation. And I think that's so essential for us to know that when we relax, the heart gets fed. And when we're always busy, the heart doesn't get fed. And then the last phase is where the blood passes through the main ventricles, the big blood, vessels. And it really is saying is the way in which that blood passes through is in a spiraling effect. And that spiraling allows us to move ourselves, transform ourselves. So the heart truly is a transformer, taking us from different levels of awareness, the total principles of alchemy.
You know, in yoga, there's a saying, namaste. Now, namaste is a place that we go to relax. Is that a place that we can go to feed our heart, as you speak about?
It is. I'm not sure if you're saying the same. Is it namaste that you're saying?
Yes, you know what? It is namaste. I'm sorry. That's
yes.
The Baltimore accent in me coming out.
That's okay. So namaste is so much about I see the God in you that is inside me, or what is in me is inside you. It's peace to you because it's peace inside me. And it's the most wonderful thing because the heart represents that unity in the midst of love, or it's that compassionate unity that says there is no separation between you and I. That's what namaste is. And you're absolutely right. When we're in our heart, we recognize that connectivity that we also seek in our life. And what I was speaking about earlier is that so many people feel disconnected. And so, yes, when we're in that place of namaste, we're in that total connection to ourselves, to others, and to whatever we consider the Godhead.
But whether it's being in namaste, if we're doing yoga, or we're just sitting out on our front porch on a lazy Sunday afternoon, or whatever it is that we're doing to relax our mind, our body, and our spirit, that is vitally important to feed the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's relaxing into things that, you know, our heart likes doing. And I'm a great believer in following your heart. If your heart doesn't feel that it's enjoying it, then stop doing it, because the word joy and enjoyment is all to do with the heart. Are you enjoying your life? And when we're not enjoying, then our heart starts to suffer. So sitting on a porch and relaxing is what your heart enjoys. Do it. That's what it's all about.
We're being joined by Dr. Christine Page this morning. She's the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. To find her book, you can go to Amazon.com or to her website, ChristinePage.com. Dr. Page, so far we've talked about the heart and the stomach. For those of you just joining us in an earlier segment, we were talking about a gut feeling where you actually get a feeling in your gut, your stomach, that is a real true-to-life feeling, and you need to pay attention to it. Now we're talking about the heart. So, Dr. Page, when we talk about mind, body, and spirit, they really all do go together, don't they?
They do. There's no disconnect in the one, you know, they're in a beautiful relationship with each other. And the challenge has been in healthcare, that separation that's occurred. You know, it used to be if you've got a problem with your mind, you go to a psychiatrist. If you've got a problem with your spirit, you go to a priest, and the body, the doctor. And truly, we need priest healers. We need people who understand that whole system. And I hope that that's becoming more and more relevant, although, honestly, as I watch medicine at this time, we're losing sight of even what the mind wants, let alone the spirit, as we tend to send people out of hospital far too quickly before they've actually settled into what's going on in my life, what's wrong, what do I need to change to bring greater healing to myself.
So in today's world that too many of us live in, where we're rushing to get to point A, rushing to get to point B, trying to make this appointment, that appointment, do this, do that, You know, how is it possible to stay sane while living on the edge of chaos all the time?
Finding that center point for what we've been talking about, stay in your heart. Stay in your heart. Are you enjoying it? Does this give you pleasure? Does this feel nurturing? And stay in your body. And more I'm saying to people, maybe your meditations where you leave your body really are probably not appropriate for this time. Because at this time, so many energies are changing that we're finding that if we're not in our bodies, we literally become unbalanced. People are telling me I'm feeling anxious or out of balance. So living on the edge of chaos, staying, says stay in your body, stay in your feet, live in your garden or wherever you like being, live with nature. And that allows us to do this more fully.
We are talking to Dr. Christine Page, the author of the book Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. It's available at Amazon.com. To get more information on Dr. Page, you can go to ChristinePage.com. And when you go to ChristinePage.com, you can get more information on her workshop, Living on the Edge of Chaos While Remaining Sane. Dr. Page, tell me a little bit more about that workshop, Living on the Edge of Chaos While Remaining Sane.
This, again, has come up because of the tremendous changes that are taking place. I'm sure everybody's aware of this. That from many different levels, I mean, it's why I wrote 2012 and the Galactic Center, that every culture is seeing this is a time where the veils between the dimensions are falling, and truly we are being given the opportunity to have the experience of ourself in our wholeness, or one might say go to the great cookie shop in the sky. But if we're not available, if we're not in our own center, when this happens, we're going to find ourselves either clinging onto old redundant beliefs or getting lost in fantasy. And so this is a time where it's very important to say what matters to me, clear out, make our life more simple, clear out things that you know will never ever work for you. That might be, I don't know, old journals, or it might be books or clothes, or it might be friendships that are no longer friendships. This is a time to make life simple, come back to earth, live from your heart, and live in your body.
We're talking to Dr. Christine Page. She will be speaking at the Edgar Cayce Workshop, Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises, this coming December 29th to the 31st at the Edgar Cayce ARE headquarters right here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Dr. Page, will you stay with us for another segment after this?
Thank you. I would be delighted to.
Well, thank you very, very much. Coming up on some more conferences that will be offered at the Edgar Cayce ARE headquarters in Virginia Beach, Virginia, October 22nd to the 23rd. The Endless Now, Connecting to the Source of Your True Soul Nature. Gary Renard, the author of the book Disappearance of the Universe, will be joining us. On November 12th to the 14th, visitors from hidden realms, UFOs, crop circles, and extraterrestrial encounters. I am personally looking forward to that conference because I myself do believe that we are not alone in the universe. I do believe that there are other living beings out there. I'm going to do my very best to get there November 12th to the 14th. Coming up next year, May 21st to the 27th, is an all-inclusive retreat. Wellness and Rejuvenation Intensive is only fully Cayce-based health and wellness retreat, recreating the experience of Edgar Cayce's vision of the Cayce Hospital. You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. My name is David Schumer, sitting in for your regular host, Stacey Macklin. We will be right back after this short break. Welcome back, everybody, to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. My name is David Schumer, and I am being joined this morning by Dr. Christine Page. She is known as a mystical physician, and she has over 30 years of experience in the caring professions as a doctor and homeopath. She received her medical degree from London University, and it has been such a pleasure to chat with you this morning, Dr. Page.
And likewise, I very much enjoyed it, David.
One thing that is very clear: you are very passionate about your teachings and your beliefs. And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here wondering to myself, first of all, I know I'm going to take the liberty of just throwing this out there and speaking for you. I don't think you're quite done yet. So what comes next for Dr. Page?
Well, you're quite right. Your intuition is right. I feel that for all my life I have been looking – I have a passion about helping people to become whole and healed.
And so all my books and my teaching have been that journey towards that. And I know that we are already healed. So that wholeness already exists on an energetic level. But I see us all struggling to experience it here on earth. And I believe it is here on earth that we are to experience it. It's not somewhere else. And that I think I want to just put over, that leaving this planet is not the answer. Staying on this planet through this time of transformation truly is going to offer us something that is exquisite and wonderful. And I feel that each time I'm looking at the next step, my next journey is very much about looking for women, not in, to the exclusion of men, but there's a wonderful Native American saying that says that 1,000 years of peace will come when women heal their hearts. And I, as a woman, know that that healing has to take place not only between myself and myself, but myself and my sisters, other women. Before we can even tackle or look at how our relationships are with men, we have to look at our own relationships. And I feel this is a very essential part. So what I'm writing is a new book on women, their bodies, and their relationship with their bodies and the sacred. Because these bodies that we have as men or women are sacred. And there's no coincidences why we have the bits that we have, apart from what we perceive as just being maybe to produce children. I believe it's on a much higher scale that we have these wonderful bodies and that we are who we are as men and women.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point, and I know that this is not a short answer. In fact, if you have the answer, you'll have the answer that people have been trying to figure out for generations and generations and generations. But I'm going to throw it out there anyway, and I think you might have an explanation to an answer we've all been looking for. Mind, body, and spirit. Is there a real reason why, for whatever reason, men sometimes just relate better to men and women relate better to women? I know there's the obvious reasons and all the jokes, but chemically, our bodies, our spirits, is there a real reason to it?
I do believe so. People are saying to me, well, why don't you write a book on men? I said, I have no clue in this life what it is to be a man. I don't know what it would be like to have testosterone coursing through my body 24 hours a day.
More power, more speed, more power.
And I will tell you, there is no man, you know, what I'm saying is men, yes, you've got an anima, as I've got an animus, but this is not the same. Men do not know what it's like to have estrogen and progesterone coursing through their body for every month. And I feel that until each of us really get in tune with what that means spiritually, and not, I'm not saying spiritual as it's got to be religious, but why did the Creator create such divine beings that we are with these hormones? It wasn't a mistake, and I don't believe religiously that somehow we made a mistake or we're sinful. We are beautiful, eternal, divine beings. And I'm wanting to understand what it is to be a woman. And as I said, I am not a man this life, so I do not know, and I'm not going to explore that possibility at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not miss Dr. Christine Page, the author of Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. Don't miss her at the Edgar Cayce Conference, December 29th to the 31st, at the Edgar Cayce ARE headquarters in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The name of the conference is Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises. Also, you can get her book, How to Transform Your Life, Spiritual Alchemy, How to Transform Your Life. It's available at Amazon.com. And for more information on Dr. Page, you can go to ChristinePage.com. Dr. Page, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Before we go, I have one last question for you.
Right.
You have probably, and I'm sure you have been interviewed many, many, many times by many sources, by many people, on many different platforms and venues. So my question to you is this morning, what is the one question that you wish interviewers would ask you instead of the same questions over and over and over again? What's the one question you wish that you would be asked that you've never been asked before?
Oh, that's a big question right at the very end. Because I think we've had a wonderful conversation here. And I just love somebody like yourself who asks me these questions that makes me think as I'm talking. And I just love it. So maybe I'm not going to come up with that one question. Maybe we've got as many questions. Maybe it's for the audience that will have those questions that they just wish you had asked me.
But haven't you ever been sitting up there saying, gee, I wish you would just ask me about this?
No, because I can wind anything around to the way I want it to be discussed.
Well, you know what? If we need a host one day to sit in, we're going to give you a call. How's that?
That will be wonderful. Thank you so much, David, for inviting me onto the show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I want you all to know that Dr. Page has the workshops that are available to her, to you. You can go to ChristinePage.com to get more information on those workshops. She has been called incredible. Her workshops have been called incredible. Some of the people have said that blocks to their growth that have existed for years have been dissolved. Other people have said that the seminary was intense, transformative, meaningful, and authentic. Deeply moving. People have said about Dr. Christine Page's seminars, deeply moving. I have never experienced anything as profound and transformational in my life. The space created by Doc, by Christine and Leland, and all those in attendance was so loving it allowed for very deep healing to occur. Thanks to all again. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Schumer. I have been your host this Sunday morning for Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. Don't forget to catch Dr. Christine Page December 29th to the 31st for the conference Spiritual Resolutions, Keeping Our Soul's Promises. Also coming up October 22nd to the 23rd is the conference The Endless Now, Connecting to the Source of Your True Soul Nature, and November 12th to the 14th at the Edgar Cayce ARE headquarters in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We'll be visitors from the hidden realms, UFOs, crop circles, and extraterrestrial encounters. For Stacey Macklin, this is David Schumer saying, happy Sunday morning, and we'll see you next week.